For a while, farmers markets were popping up everywhere, but sales have slowed for many, and some markets have disappeared altogether. According to the Northeast Organic Farming Association of Vermont, about 65 farmers markets operate in the state, down from a high of more than 80 a few years ago. Farmers say fewer markets is not necessarily a bad thing, but they say remaining markets need to do more to compete and grow. VPR's Nina Keck reports.
$13.
Rutland's downtown farmers market, which has more than 80 vendors listed on its website, bustles most Saturday mornings. Farmer Greg Cox has been selling his organic vegetables at the market for years and is one of its biggest advocates.
Hey, how are you?
He says revenues grew rapidly after 2007 when they opened an indoor winter market. By 2015, when they were into their larger venue at the Vermont Farmers Food Center, he says they hit an all-time high of $2.1 million in annual sales. But since then, Cox, who's president of the board at the Vermont Farmers Food Center, says sales at Rutland's farmers market have leveled off. So what happened in 2015?
I think we got a little lax. You lose that energy to really push the envelope.
He says they've already won over the customers who are highly motivated to eat local food. A much larger task, he says, is reaching people who shop purely based on convenience, or those unaware that the city even has a farmers market. It's a challenge facing many farmers markets in Vermont, and some have disappeared altogether. Johnson, Essex, Westford, Colchester, Bradford, and South Burlington are all towns that had a farmers market but don't anymore. Aaron Buckwalter works with the Northeast Organic Farming Association of Vermont.
We've seen markets like that closing that maybe are in areas with really low population or in areas that are in close proximity to other pretty vibrant markets. And so vendors are maybe less excited to take on another market when they have a market that they're already going to that's really working well for them.
In some cases, farmers are simply opting out of farmers markets, preferring to sell directly to customers with CSAs or at farm stands. According to a 2018 report by the Northeast Organic Farming Association of Vermont, Americans spend about 10% of their income on food, and competition for that spending is fierce. Shoppers today are more impulsive. They're buying more prepared foods, and a growing number are shopping for groceries online. To compete, the report shows farmers markets need to ramp up their marketing. But Buckwalter says it doesn't have to be complicated, and she points to Middlebury's farmers market as an example.
And after doing some customer surveys at the market, they realized that the yellow A-frame signs that they had around town were one of the best reminders for people that the market was happening, since the market isn't on the main drag. And so that market hired someone specifically to put up those A-frame signs every week, and they've had really good results from putting those signs up in their community.
The report found farmers markets also need to better serve different income groups. For example, they can provide opportunities to sample specialty craft beverages for high earners, while targeting low earners with budget-friendly recipes, signs indicating good value options, and loyalty cards that offer discounts. Greg Cox says he and others involved with the Rutland Farmers Market have identified a number of strategies to grow their customer base. For starters, he says they want to do more to attract tourists visiting nearby ski resorts. Killington just purchased $2,000 worth of farmers market tokens to give to their employees, a type of cross-promoting Cox hopes to see more of. He says a balcony at the indoor food center is being turned into a dining area, so people will have a place to eat the prepared foods they buy at the market, which he says is a growing segment of their business. Cox says they also plan to ramp up advertising on all mediums.
We need to get the message out. We need to have them understand what it means to the community, what it means to the economy, what it means to their family's health.
To help fund these initiatives, the Vermont Farmers Food Center applied for a $300,000 USDA grant this spring. Cox says he's optimistic they can meet their goal to increase customer traffic by 25% and gross sales by 50% in 3 years. He says grant winners, part of the federal Farmers Market Promotion Program, are expected to be announced in the next few weeks. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck.